turn our focus to one of the teams who are new to the championship this season. First time they've been at this level as well. I'm really looking forward to seeing how they can do. Burton Albion are the team. And of course, as we go through this week, we're going to look at some of the key teams for this campaign. But we're joined on the phone by Ashley Wilkinson from the Burton Mail. Good morning, Ash.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you? Has it been quite a busy summer for somebody who covers Burton Albion?
Particularly the last few weeks, yeah. I think I've been to about 9 friendlies now, and I think I'm going to my 10th tonight. So it's really kicked into gear from July, but we'll sort of the transfers as well, to be honest with you. So it's been a bit of a slow May, but then sort of as June turned into July, it started getting a bit busy again. But yeah, it's been quite a busy summer at Burton Albion.
Just take me back, actually, to the promotion itself. I can remember on the Burton Mail website, you had a video where you almost sounded in slight disbelief of the fact that following Burton Albion, we are about to be in the championship. Now, it's a few months on. Do you still have that feeling of, I can't believe we've made it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I remember actually recording that video after the match, and you know, it had been the most nerve-wracking 90 minutes you'll ever see. You were convinced at one moment Doncaster were going to get a penalty, and if they had, Walsall would have gone up because they won on the final day and Burton would have gone into the playoffs. In the end, the Brewers saw out a clean sheet, as they did so many times last season, and it wound up being an incredible day. And you then started thinking to yourself, wow, it's going to be the championship next season. It's going to be Newcastle United, Aston Villa. Of course, you know, the likes of Huddersfield and Leeds United, Barnsley. It's going to be an incredible season. It's not just the first time, you know, Burton Albion have been in the championship. It's probably the best time to have ever been in the championship, given the strength of it. You know, the teams you're going to be testing yourself against this year. You know, before, I mean, you see the money floating about with the likes of Newcastle and Aston Villa. It's certainly not something Burton Albion can compete with in that regard, but I think if there's ever a good time to surprise people, and that's something Burton Albion have done in recent years, this is the season to do it. And yeah, I think there is sort of an element of disbelief in many regards that Burton Albion are going to be there next season, but I don't think they're going to be overawed by it. They're going to give it. They're going to give it their absolute all.
Certainly has been a feeling when you look at Burton and the record of the last 2 or 3 seasons. It's been a case of, we will never be the most financially strong team in a division, but actually that doesn't matter. And that's gone through a few managers. You know, Gary Rowett. There's also been Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank. Now Nigel Clough. It seems just ingrained in the side almost that. It doesn't matter what division we're in, we just go and do our best. And so far, recently, it's been superb for you guys.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know whether teams have maybe at times underestimated Burton Albion. You know, that's something you can't really tell from this side of the fence, really. But you certainly look at what they've done. Yeah, Gary Rowett, he built a side that was ready to take on League Two and was certainly looking good in League Two when he left for Birmingham City. Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank came in with some new ideas and some new ways of working and turned them into an absolute force to be reckoned with. He won the League Two title with Burton Albion and then left them at the top of League One before joining Queen's Park Rangers. I think what's been key is the players that all three managers, Rowett, Hasselbank and now Nigel Clough, have brought into the club. They've emphasised character over, you know, outright... I don't want to say talent, because anyone who plays professional footballer is completely talented, but rather than looking at an outright skill and pace, they look to bring in the right characters, the right people who are right for the dressing room. You know, you've seen with Leicester City how successful a formula that can be in the Premier League, and it certainly works in Leagues 2 and 1 as well, and I think that sort of mentality that's been fostered over the last few years is what's got them where they are, and it will be key if they are to survive in the championship next season, as tough as it will be, you know, that will be the key to it.
Looking at some of the players brought in, I'm just looking here, Lloyd Dyer, one of the names, there's Lee Williamson of Blackburn. The one that absolutely stands out for me a mile is Chris O'Grady, in on loan from Brighton. I think by me saying that name, for a lot of Huddersfield Town fans, there'll be that slight sort of sinking feeling, because there seems to be something with him where if he's on the pitch, he'll score.
Yeah, he seems to. Well, I mean, he made his sort of Burton Albion bow in a friendly against Stoke City a few weeks ago, and within 15 minutes he'd scored twice. Whether or not he's going to be the out-and-out goal scorer Burton Albion perhaps need next season, I'm not sure. But certainly he's shown in pre-season that, you know, I mean, Burton Albion have got where they are without a 20-goal-a-season striker. Stuart Bevan is one of the most selfless strikers you'll ever see. He's off the ball work. He drags defenders out of position for midfielders to run into space. And I think O'Grady is going to be, he's probably going to be used more of a target man. If Burton need to get the ball from back to front quickly, O'Grady is possibly going to be the one to try to hold that up. But, you know, he's physical, he's strong, he's capable of keeping the ball out of the clutches of defenders. And not only that, he does score goals. You know, whether he's going to score 20 goals next season, I'm not sure, but he'll certainly contribute to a great deal of them. I mean, I think, when he was at Barnsley in 13, 14, I think he scored 15 goals. You know, he's capable of scoring on his day. Burton, I think they do need perhaps one or two more forward options, but Nigel Clough's certainly looking at those. But if they do come in, they're going to be loans from Premier League clubs, and as Premier League clubs work out their 25-man squads, it might be a week or two before we see anyone in that regard.
You really sound bullish about life in the Championship and the fact that yesterday Ian Holloway made his predictions of the division. It got a lot of attention around here because he mentioned about Huddersfield and Rotherham going. He put Burton 21st. I imagine that for fans of the Brewers, that was seen as a real boost.
Well, I think for fans, that's the target, is 21st. You know, it's obviously one spot outside the relegation zone, but if Burton Albion survive in the Championship this season, it's as great an achievement, if not more so, than their back-to-back promotions. You know, again, looking at the strength of that league, I think Holloway pretty predicted Newcastle to win. I can't quite remember who he predicted to go up second. It might have been Brighton. Norwich City were up there, and he predicted Aston Villa to finish something like 16th. And you think of the quality Aston Villa have got in that side. You know, even the players who were much maligned last season, like Julian Lescott, you know, former international. It really is an incredible league this season. And if Burton Albion can survive in the Championship this term, it is going to be extremely tough. And they probably are going to find it very difficult. But if they can get to 50 points, then that's an incredible, incredible achievement. And given, you know, the relatively young age of this football club, the fact that it's their first ever season at this level, and the relative stature of them compared to others, well, if Ian Holloway's right, I think you'll find a lot of pleased Burton Albion fans.
First game of the season is City Ground on Saturday, Nottingham Forest. Ash, in 60 seconds, predict how you think this game's going to go for me.
every time you ask me about predictions, how the game's going to go in 60 seconds, it's going to be very difficult for the Brewers. They've been trialling a new formation in pre-season, maybe looking at three at the back. We're not sure if they're going to actually use that in the game. They're going to make themselves very, very difficult to break down. They're going to make sure that they're defensively responsible and solid, and that there's nowhere for Forest to go. And of course, you know, they've got the likes of Britta Sombalonga in their side. In terms of a prediction, I honestly don't know. Can Burton Albion win it? I think they can. I think Forest have got a new manager in. They've got quite a few new players to bed in. Some of them haven't had many minutes in pre-season. It's going to be extremely, extremely difficult. But, you know, it's going to be an incredible occasion. The City Ground, of course, where Nigel Clough made his name as a player, where his dad won two European Cups. It's going to be an emotional occasion for Burton Albion. It's going to be a great occasion. In terms of the score prediction, it's too difficult for me to do. But I think Burton Albion will give a very, very good account of themselves.